to remember our own stories and how the two intersect. Where are we? Where have we come from? And where might we be going? As we near the shortest day of the year, well, the sunshine is beautiful this morning, I have been remembering that as a child, Christmas made darkness a wonder instead of fearful. For in darkness, Christmas lights and candlelight made nighttime beautiful. In adulthood, I keep coming to understand that in my own dark and shadow places, the God light shines the beauty of hope, love, joy, and peace into our midst. It's so good to have you, everyone here today. In some ways, we are a smaller congregation than sometimes. People have left for visits. And in some ways, we are larger. It's really good to have more of the Laverty family here than is typical, and extended family, too. And so it's a wondrous thing. Welcome, everyone. Let's pray together. This is a prayer from Janet Lees. I'm not sure who she is. Holy One, we wait for you to come to us again, baby small and vulnerable, to grace our poverty, our humanity with a heartbeat, a breath and a cry. Holy One, you wait for us to notice you again, baby small and vulnerable, here in these people and in this place, present in a heartbeat, a breath, and a cry. May the guiding spirit once again bring your waiting and our waiting together to lift up the vulnerable and confirm the beauty of our humanity. Each heartbeat, every breath and cry, bringing to birth renewed lives filled with everlasting hope. Amen. Worked earlier. Let me try.
Yeah, it's almost empty. That's right.
Freedom is coming. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we are drawing ever nearer to God's coming in Jesus. We feel the stirring of the new age.
As we light this candle, we celebrate the good news, which breaks the powers of oppression and lifts up the lowly.
We pray to be freed from the grip of privilege, power, control, and status that imprison us and shelter us from the suffering of others. Help us to stand in solidarity with all who suffer the brunt of history.
As we light this candle, we are humbled by Mary's trust and boldness. We pray that, like Mary, we may be open to birth new hope.
To trust in God's upside-down kingdom, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come to free us.
For a time of praise together, let us take the Blue Book, Hymnal Worship Book, and turn to 173. Now, if there's some children who want to use any of the musical instruments up here, you can come and get those too. I see a few around here. 173 in the blue book. You can stand. Now let us take the green book, Sing the Journey, and turn to 109. This has been our Advent hymn throughout these 4 weeks. At the bottom, additional verses we will sing after the first one, Hope, Peace, and Joy. So we'll sing four verses altogether. 109 in the green book.
Come on in. Welcome, everyone. Did you find the coloring? You did.
Thank you.
And there's books too. Okay. Our first scripture reading comes from the Old Testament, from Micah 5, verses 2 to 5a. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. Now that everyone's gotten settled, guess what? It's children's time. We invite you to come forward over and sit here. And if you need a parent to come with you, or a grandparent, that's okay too.
Good morning. I'm glad that you can all join us today. Today our theme for Advent, today's theme is love. And love is one of those things that it's kind of hard to describe. How would you describe love? What does love mean to you? Do you have an idea, Julia? What does it mean to love someone? Nicholas? You love your mom. You love your mom. That's a good one. Who else, what does love mean to you? Or who else do you love? And how do you know that you love someone? Does anyone have any other ideas? It really is a tricky one, and I wasn't really sure how to describe it, because sometimes it can be an action. We can show love through an action. Sometimes it's a feeling where we feel extra warm or we feel an affection for someone. That can be love too. It's kind of a tricky thing to talk about or to describe. Sometimes I think we've had boxes all this for the past Advent, and there's something different inside it each week. And sometimes I think we can show love by showing caring to other people and showing someone that we're thinking of them. Evan, did you want to open the box and see what's in it this week? Is this something you made in Sunday school? Oh, you weren't here. Sorry. Well, these were made in Sunday school. And these, I think these are little packages showing love. And these have people's names on them in the church. So after the service, we're going to show love to people by handing these out to the people who have whose names are on them. Okay. You'll help Irene and me hand them out after the service? Yes? And all of you are welcome to join us as well to hand these out to the people whose names are on these. And these are little love packages filled with caramel corn. So a special treat for people. Thank you very much, Evan. And now I'm going to say a quick prayer. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for bringing us here today as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And I pray this week as we start celebrating and having fun with all of the Christmas parties and the Christmas festivities, I pray that you would help us to remember love and that we can show love to people in many different ways. Amen. You can go back to your seats.
Let us turn to the blue hymnal again and sing number 216. 216. Let us stand to sing.
I invite some of the Metzger family to join me here for a second reading.
Greetings, favored one. God is with you.
Mary was confused. What could the angel mean by this?
Do not be afraid, Mary. God has chosen you to be the mother of Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of God.
How can this be?
God's Spirit will make it possible. Your relative Elizabeth is pregnant in her old age. Nothing will be impossible with God.
Here am I, the servant of God. Let it happen just as you have said.
Then the angel left her. Mary set out to visit Elizabeth in the hill country of Judea. When Mary entered her house, Elizabeth ran to greet her.
You and your baby are blessed by God, and I am blessed because the mother of my Lord has come to visit me. At the sound of your voice, the baby inside me leapt for joy.
Mary prayed aloud, praising God with all her heart. Let us pray a portion of Mary's prayer together. Please turn to the call to worship on the back of the bulletin. Our souls magnify you, our God. Our spirits rejoice in you.
with favor on your lowly servants. Because of you, we are called blessed.
You have scattered the proud and brought down the mighty.
You have raised up the lowly and filled the hungry.
You have remembered your mercy, helping those in need and their descendants forever.
Praise God's holy name. Those words were adapted from the children's Sunday school Bible, the Bible called Shine. So thank you for, we're grateful for that gift that we have in our church. Those of you who attend here regularly and have received an email from me, we want to do some congregational reflection today. We want to have a little bit of quiet and think about these questions. For those of you who haven't heard these before, here they are. Share a Christmas memory, tradition, or experience that brings you joy. So a Christmas memory that brings you joy. Another one is, how does Christmas nurture your faith? And the third one is kind of a two-parter. It says, how are you readying yourself to receive Christ this year? What are you hoping will be born or reborn in you? So I invite you to just sit with these for a few moments. You'll have some time to share with your neighbors. We had three people who were going to share briefly this morning, and I said, not too long, but if they want to make it a little longer, I see we're in really good time. We might have a really short service today, or we might have to do some Christmas carol singing, which is fine. We're excited about what else is going on today. Kay, I believe, is unwell, so she's not going to share, but I'm going to ask Steve and Kathy to come up, and I said, taking these questions as a kind of reflection, share something. I left it kind of open-ended to them. So Steve, you want to come first?
So a Christmas tradition or experience that brings me joy is going caroling. The last time I went caroling was a few years ago when I was singing with the Menno Youth Singers, and we got on a bus and we sung for the people on the bus, and we went to downtown Kitchener and we sung at City Hall and at a coffee shop, and we went to the hospital and we sung for people, and it was just a really good experience. So that's my memory. Thanks.
I took the liberty to stretch the questions a little bit. I'd like to share the most precious Christmas I experienced during the 17 years I lived in Palestine. Every year that I lived there, I spent Christmas Eve in Bethlehem or Shepherd's Field. One Christmas, actually, Mary May was with me. She had been studying at Tontour, and that was a very important Christmas for me. But the one that I guess is a big, big highlight for me is when Desmond Tutu, Bishop Desmond Tutu from South Africa came. And he, Naima Teek from Sabeel, gave the sermon. And then he spoke after all the singing we did. Shepherd's Field was just packed. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of Palestinians there, and some internationals as well. And the message he had was, you know, solidarity with people who were now living under occupation, just as at the time of Jesus, when the Jewish people were living under occupation, and Jesus was born into the Jewish community. That was a real highlight for me of all the years I lived there.
Now it's your turn. I invite you to turn to someone sitting closer. You might want to do this in groups of three or four, if you like. Don't be afraid to move your chairs. We'll just make sure that they're tidy when we're done. And share something about your own Christmas experiences or your hopes with another. We have time. Let's do it. If you can get, when you're finished, that's good. Thank you, everyone. Are there things that you need to share with more people? Because we could take time for one or two of you if you really want to. I'm sure we could bring the handheld mic to you. Just put up your hand if you want to share with the larger group. We've heard a couple of stories. And Philip is volunteering, I see. No? Okay. You shared it with someone else. I'm glad if you had that. I was glad for the opportunity to share. So let's just sit and be quiet again for just a moment. The path God reveals is love. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come to free us. Liberating God, set us free. As we walk this road of freedom, give us more love, more hope, more peace, more joy. God is good. Let's hear about it.
When Johanna asked me to share for the God is good moment, immediately began my week by paying attention to where I would find God in my daily routine. One day this past week, a young woman was in my chair as a patient at the dental office, and we started talking about church. I don't know how we got onto that subject, but we started talking about church. And she stated that she and her husband were both searching for a church home as being new in the city, and they found it difficult to find a church family that they would feel comfortable in. And so by word of mouth and by keeping looking, they found a church where they really felt they could become their church home. And we talked about how difficult it is to find your way into a church and be comfortable with a church family, that it's not easy. And Rebecca said, but God had plans for us. They were seeking God, and they found God.
Let us, as part of our response to what we've shared, turn to 181 in the Blue Book, My Soul Proclaims with Wonder.
Our spirits are restored as we praise God, as we rejoice in God. As we come to our time of sharing and prayer today, I invite us to think of the sharing as prayer also. It is a prayer. I think we always have that, but I want us to be deliberate. And I was reminded of how during the past year, we had some times with the children about prayer. And the first one that we did that I still really love is we thought of what it is we want to offer, what petition, what praise, what persons or situations. Think of cupping them in our hand as we hear what we share with one another, and then bringing them to our heart, and then lifting them up. And if you want to do that as you share and as you listen, and that way, that would be good. So now, Philip will bring around the mic for our sharing time.
I hardly know where to begin, but I would like to share with you a little bit about my week in relation to the refugee family that arrived yesterday. Many hours of preparation went into the house, and we had it was lovely. There was food in the cupboards, and the place was spick and span for the welcome. The family landed in Toronto on Friday at 4, and spent many hours in the airport, and then spent the evening or the night in a hotel or a motel somewhere in Mississauga. And yesterday at 12:30, the caravan of the family came, and we got to meet them and greet them. There was a welcoming. Some of you were there welcoming them in the front yard on the street, and that was just amazing. They shared how grateful they were. They have nothing. Their city in Syria is gone. They have nothing there. They each had a suitcase, few little bags, and then we brought them in and served them a meal, and it was just an amazing experience that I will never forget. So I could share more stories, but I don't think I can. They were sharing their stories of family members who've been killed, and some happier times too. They talked about Christmas in Syria, and the one little snippet that I really liked was they said that in their city, everybody, whether you're Christian or Muslim or whatever, they put the sign on your door. It's a combination, from what I understood. It was a real mishmash of languages, but from what I understood, it was a cross and a crescent moon and some lights, and everybody puts that on their door as a sign of solidarity at Christmas. And as the snowflakes were coming down, we were seeing them out the window, they were reminded of Christmas because, you know, snow means Christmas. And so they're here. There's a lot of needs this coming week, both medical and other needs. And so I just ask for your prayers for those who are doing translating and those who are doing errands. And for the family, that they might feel comfortable in a house that's very, very different from anything they've been in before. And just, this is a really little thing, but just pray for safety. The three girls, some of you don't know this, the three girls have some disabilities, and they found the stairs quite difficult. So I'm hoping that with practice and familiarity that it'll get better. So that's just one tiny thing that I would ask you to pray for, just that they would feel comfortable and warm in that house.
So Some of you, or most of you, would know that I rarely, if ever, speak for Carolyn. But this morning, she does not have a voice, and so I'm sharing on her behalf. Carolyn has asked that you would pray for the family of Hugh Lambert. He was the principal at Southwood Secondary School and a much respected and loved man within his professional community, and he is going to be lost. His loss is going to be heartfelt by the school community and his colleagues, so if you could please be in prayer for that family.
I've been thinking about families and communities affected by gun violence. And for people affected by floods in the Philippines. And I've been thinking about warmth for people, for their hands and heads and feet. We have socks up here under the tree. Some of you, if you've brought socks today, may want to put them there during the offering time. And on a more joyous note, we're remembering, I know there's a special service of blessing this afternoon, but for Paul and Alexandria, and how families come together. And I don't know you well. I know some of you, but I don't know most of you. Are there other things we want to offer up to God? And let us pray. Present God, expected God, God of promise, your love is vast, yet best understood by us, your people, in the particular. Thank you for love made known in flashes of joy and moments of peace. Love in conversations, hugs, tears and smiles, love in dreams and ideas and plans coming together. Particularly today, we think of the refugee family for their safe arrival, and we ask that they know of your care as they interact with others, as they learn to maneuver stairs. We ask for safety, and we ask too for your blessing on those who assist in various ways. We thank you, God, for your love planted in us, for we recognize you in mutual caring and compassionate sharing. And so we also think about the family of Hugh Lambert and the community too, as they say their farewells. And we thank you that love and compassion come in relationships, in marriages, in families connecting with one another. Thank you for that love. Thank you for love that is known in Jesus, you with us in person. This love, born as an infant babe, urges us to cradle and shelter what is helpless, weak, and needy. Such love is a reminder that we ourselves are not so much strong, but that you are our strength. We give you praise that your love in Jesus is for the all-inclusive us that excludes no one, that covers a multitude of sins, that welcomes us to say yes to the ordinary or bold ways of being and doing that you lay before us. Bless us to be a blessing as you lead us to tear away defenses of privilege, to share from the heart, to live within your grace, to be beacons of hope, and your people of peace, love, and joy. Amen. I invite the ushers to come forward for our prayer and to receive the offering. O God, to those who have hunger, give bread, and to those who have bread, give hunger for justice. Amen. A very important event is taking place this afternoon. So the first announcement I would like to make is that when we are finished, if we could make sure everything is tidy, that you take things with you that are yours, that the clipboards and the crayons, you can take the pictures home, but if you could return those. Do we need the hymnals left out for this afternoon?
Yes, leave the hymnals and the green book out because we will be using those during the service.
Great. So that's the first announcement. Are there others?
We're going to have some coffee and some juice. It takes a few more minutes to get it prepared and brought out here this Sunday because we know some are continuing to stay here. The children will have Sunday school, and so you can go down there, and then we'll get the coffee and a few refreshments and juice out here on a table at the back of the sanctuary. So enjoy fellowship together.
Either one. Come on up.
Quite a while since I've had to do this. just first of all, just say It's really nice to be back. Really looking forward to meeting everyone. As part of the wedding preparations, there's three albums that we put out there so that people can look at during the reception afterwards. But if anyone wants to look at them, they're more than free to help yourself look at them. They're some photo albums that I created of our family together from 2009 up to, I think it's 2011. So if you want to look at them, feel free to look at them because you can get a better idea of our family growing together. Alexandra, of course, is not here right now. She's busy getting ready. but my family, though, is I'm not sure if you remember everyone from the last trip, but Christian is there. Stand up. There, thanks. And Eloise is she's our other daughter, so she can stand up for a moment to say hi. But this trip, we actually brought two more people with us. They snuck on board the plane. Maria, Alexandra's mother, is here, and Luigi is here as well. So we're very much like to say hi to them. And of course, there's also little Sophia over there. I'm not sure you can quite see her, but she is there. They're going to go back and help Alexandra. And of course, the little girl is going to be putting on their bridesmaids' dresses and that. So they're going to be popping off. But they will be back here for it, and just want to say hi to everyone and thank you, and help yourselves look at the albums and that. So, thanks.
As part of concluding our service today, let us sing 182 in the Blue Book. 182. Oh, how shall I receive thee? Let us stand to sing.
So often we do an echo benediction, but I didn't prepare one today. Instead, I invite you to listen and feel this benedict, the joy that we want to share that grows out of love. It's on the back of the bulletin. With the joy that was Mary's, may our souls magnify the Lord, and our bodies be the means through which you continue the mighty work of salvation for which Christ came. Amen.